Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Here we are on day 77 of the 2025 legislative session, and we've reached another milestone. This is the day the Senate debates the budget bill in what will be a marathon floor session. As we said before, House Bill 2, also known as the state budget, is the most important bill of the entire legislative session. It began in the House Appropriations Committee, then went to the House floor, where members debated the bill in an all-day session, then transmitted to the Senate Finance Committee, where it was amended and passed to the Senate floor, which brings us to today. Debate begins at 8 a.m. and will probably continue nonstop into the evening. Similar to the House, the Senate chamber is now reconfigured with additional tables filled with computers and members of the Legislative Fiscal Division present to keep track of spending throughout the day. This year's debate is sure to be filled with surprises because of the interesting dynamics created by 9 Senate Republicans who have joined with Senate Democrats to control the process. In school, we were taught that spending is controlled by the House of Representatives, but that's only partially true. In reality, the spending bill does begin in the House, then is sent to the Senate, where the Senate Finance Committee amends the bill to reflect Senate priorities. The bill then goes to the Senate floor, where it's amended further. So by the time the Senate passes the bill, it no longer reflects the priorities of the House of Representatives, but is now in the form that the Senate wants it. The bill then goes to a free conference committee made up of members of both the House and Senate, where members of the House will try to place their priorities back into the bill. The conference committees this session are made up of 2 Republicans and 1 Democrat from each House for a total of 6 members. That means 4 votes are necessary to amend the bill. Normally, that's not an issue, but this session's different. Recent changes to the Senate rules gave the Senate minority leader veto power over the Senate members of the conference committee. Rather than 4 solid conservative votes and 2 liberal votes, there will probably be 2 or 3 conservative votes and 3 or 4 liberal votes on the committee. The liberals, in essence, will control the conference committee. The concrete began to set in favor of the Democrats when the bill was amended to their liking in the Senate Finance Committee and then passed out, with all Democrats voting yes, joined by 4 members of the 9 who changed the Senate rules on day 1. Those voting no on the bill included all the rest of the Republicans, including the chairman and vice chairman of the committee. It's hard to explain the impact of that vote. Never before in anyone's recollection has the minority party in any legislative session been given control of the state budget. But that appears to have been what happened here, and it completely changes what will happen during today's debate on the Senate floor. Normally, the bill comes out of committee reflecting the priorities of the majority party. The minority party then makes motion after motion on the floor to amend the bill by adding more money back into it, usually to no avail. In this case, since the bill is already in the form that the Democrats want it, it will be the Republicans proposing the amendment, and probably still to no avail. The bill will then go to the conference committee, where amendments will again be rejected because the Democrats in the Senate control the makeup of the committee. In the end, the Democrats won't get everything they wanted, no one ever does, but many of their spending priorities will be included in the bill. The only possibilities for change at that point would be a line item amendatory veto by the governor. With less than 2 weeks to go in the session, we're quickly coming down to the wire, and with respect to House Bill 2, the end seems so near and yet so far. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti, reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.